Bruchim Haboyim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the Authentic Jewish Podcast, number 7. And we're going to talk about a very important issue regarding Chinuch HaYelodim. When we have children that are in the Cheder and Yeshiva Ketana years, that means like between 6 and 14, it is very important that the parents make it their business. It's their responsibility these years, that the child get enough sleep. This is so crucial. We can't talk enough about it. When a child is lacking sleep, he can be prone to physical ailments, but also emotional issues. Sleep is so important during these years. Now, the reason we want to mention this is because a lot of times, the reason why a child doesn't get enough sleep is because of the parents. And I mean to say is that I have observed over the years, I've seen this with my own eyes, that parents during the day are at work or in the kollel, and the child is in school. And the time for them to spend time with their children, to talk with them, to schmooze with them, is during the evening. And that's fine, and it's very important. We have discussed, and we will discuss more, the importance of a parent spending quality time with his children. However, this is not to be done on the back of losing sleep for the child. And heads up to the mothers over here, because a lot of times I have seen that mothers talk with their children till later in the night, and the kid loses sleep because of that when he has to get up in the morning. The schedule of Chadarim are very, very, very strong, and they're very, very, they take a lot of energy to come on time. So what happens? The mother or the father schmoozes with the kid until 11 o'clock or sometimes later, and the kid has to get up in the morning to go to tefillah in the cheder. And he's tired the whole day. And he might not even feel it. He might not feel he's tired. But the fact that he's lacking enough sleep will cause him to learn less. His cognitive abilities will be a lower quality. And he's going to eventually might get into trouble in his learning. Young children need 10, 11, or maybe 12 hours of good quality sleep. Heads up, fathers. It's your responsibility to see that in the house, this doesn't happen. If somebody's making noise or causing the children, the younger children, not to get enough sleep, so it's your responsibility to make sure that it stops. Please, please, do not use the child's sleep time for your personal enjoyment in any way, shape, or form. We're talking about the child's future in ruchnius. When a child is not with all his koiches for learning, he's not going to be able to understand the Gemara as well, which means he's not going to enjoy it as much, which means he's going on a road to troubles. So please, be moisar nefesh. And that sounds a little bit silly to say that, but it takes a lot of heads up and attention, and that in order to make sure that the child gets enough sleep. If the child will sleep well and eat well and be emotionally fed as well, he'll be matzliach and he will become an adam gadol. Kol tov.